this recall of the Old Testament flag
more.
But then there is the simple word Jesus, which is the Latin form of the Greek word for Jesus.
Yes,
there
Lord.
There is the word Christ that we use sometimes in conjunction with and sometimes separate and apart from.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Christ is the English form
yes.
of the Greek. But there's one more word that's used, and it's only used once in the New Testament in reference to Jesus. It's the word Emmanuel.
Well,
I read it to you from the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Now, it's used in the Old Testament, Emmanuel, if you can find the Old Testament. This is the only place that I've been able to find in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, listen, the virgin shall conceive a child, and his name shall be Emmanuel.
That's right.
Which means God with us now. This is what I want to get across to you today. This is what I want to talk to you about, because I think this is where we, through the years, have gotten a lot of criticism.
Oh, yeah.
In the Christian faith and in the Christian church, and maybe rightfully so. You see, all of my life, and perhaps all of your life too, Christianity has had a lot to say about what has been, what
has happened, oh, yeah.
what did take place.
Yes.
Christianity has got a lot to say about what is going to happen.
Well,
what will take place. I mean, what we will inherit. You know, I go to churches and I appreciate the music here this morning. The planning of the music in the worship service. But I go to churches and you know, I'll say, let's sing a couple of hymns and they'll stand up and sing hymns like when we all get to heaven. And I mean, that's not bad. We'll understand it better by and by, and that's not bad.
No, no.
Sometimes we talk too much about what has been and what will be.
All right.
We don't concentrate
right.
enough on what is
no.
right now.
Right now. Amen. Amen.
With all of our needs, with all of our problems, with all of our difficulties, with all of our fears, and all of our failures in life.
Yes.
We need to understand the gospel of Christmas, which is Emmanuel, which means God is with us right now.
Amen. So, amen.
We have a past with which we must deal, and we spend a lot of time doing that. And we have, as Christians, a future that we need to be concerned about, that we need to deal with, that we need to anticipate.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But Emmanuel, God with us now, we really do need to understand this. You know, names mean a lot to us.
Well,
your name is special.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear your name called, you give attention to whomever speaks. You know, in our cabinet, we have four district superintendents whose first name are Charles.
All right.
The bishop says, Charles, all four of us give our undivided attention.
All
he's
right.
at the end of the table, and every time he says, Charles, I may not be listening carefully, but when he says, Charles, I don't know which one he's talking to, but I've heard of him and pay attention. Names are important. You know, I mean,
oh, yes.
it's a big
oh, yes.
game. I know that some of you who's read it in the paper, it was interesting to me prior to the big game, and I'm talking about it.
My Lord.
But, and I was ready with one of these institutions, and I feel pretty good about the outcome, so that's all I said about that.
All right.
But nevertheless, I read in the paper some interesting things about one day they had a family in there who had two children, and they named one of them, yes, War Eagle, and they named the other one, Tiger. Now, you know, one was a girl, one was a boy, and I don't know which one's which, but that makes a difference, right? You know, with those names, it doesn't make a difference whether they're boy or girl. But, the next day or so, they had another family in there who had a child, and they had named their child Roll Tide. This is a name that was still with them, you know, for all their lives.
Yes,
people will know about the loyalty of those parents and the students. I had a woman to tell me that her grandchild to a football game down at the University of Alabama. had a good day that day. So Ron and Stacy got about 200 something yards rushing that day. And on the way back home, her little granddaughter said, I know they're expecting another baby with the family. And they're thinking about the name, trying to come up with a name. But I got a name for our new baby. And the grandmother said, what's it going to do? And she said, Sharon Stacy. And the mother said, well, what if it's a girl? She said, doesn't matter. Your name is Sharon Stacy.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Of the importance of this one name for Jesus, Emmanuel. Remember that, Emmanuel, God with us now. If there is a God, where is He? Right now.
Right now.
If there is power for today, how do we find it? Right now.
Amen.
If words mean anything, if experience counts at all, if the testimony of almost 2,000 years can be trusted. The truth of the matter is this.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Abiding
yes,
Lord. Presence of the Almighty God remains with us yet still in our day. Do you remember reading about Alice in Wonderland or seeing Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when she asked about jam for her bread?
Oh, yeah.
You know what she was told? Jam for yesterday and jam tomorrow, but there is no jam
today.
For today.
All right.
And sometimes this is what we say
all
in
right.
the church, through the church, and sometimes this is what we say about Christmas,
oh, yeah.
about Jesus Christ, that He has taken care of the past and that He's looking out for the future, but He's not very much concerned.
Well,
and all of that's wrong. He
yes, it
with
is.
Us, and this is what the Scripture
yes,
teaches
it is.
Us, that God through Christ with us.
Amen.
And through this charge, we should be saying, Emmanuel, God with us now. Let me say this. He is able to do far more than we can ever ask.
Yes, sir.
Or
yes,
think.
Sir.
He's able to keep us from stumbling and
oh,
falling.
Yes. Oh,
sometimes
yes.
Sometimes we do stumble and fall in spite of that.
My Lord.
Because we try to take over and take charge ourselves.
Yes,
he
sir.
He is able to keep us from stumbling and falling.
Yes,
when
he is.
We fall, when we do fall, He is able to pick us up again.
Amen.
And help us
amen.
On our way. Right now. I'm not talking about our future.
Right
I'm
now.
About right where we are right now. Well, time gets away from us. I'm aware of time, but I want to share one other thing that we just talked about.
Right here.
Real good focus for David and me. We have one grandson, and he, last Sunday, he celebrated his 12th birthday. And of course, I was pastor at First Methodist Church in Fairfield at the time Chuck was born in 1977. And how many of your grandparents, son?
Oh, yeah.
How many of you have grandparents?
Oh, yeah.
Well, all of you know what I'm talking about here. I don't know, I was so excited about this grandson. I caught myself wanting to talk about him all the time. And you know, every time I turn around, I want to say something. As I'm preaching, I just found all kinds of places to say something about the grandson. And one Sunday, I just had to restrain myself. One Sunday morning, I got up and I wanted to say something about the little congregation. And I said to them, I used to think that grandparents were silly. I used to think that they would exaggerate about their grandchildren. And I used to think that they would even tell lies about their grandchildren.
Well.
And I said, I still think they'll do that, except I don't see anything wrong with it now. But at any rate, we had an experience when Chuck, he had just turned 3 years of age, and we were living in a big two-story apartment with those winding stairs. Going upstairs. He had come to be with us a few days before Christmas before his parents came. And, he was fascinated by those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing us out. Going up and down those stairs. And every time he turned around, he wanted to go back upstairs or he wanted to go downstairs. And if you've ever lived in a two-story house, you will know that when you want something and you're downstairs, that's something that you want.
It's all these up there. That's right.
And you want something for something you want down there. But at any rate, he had warned us for a fragile, and he wanted something upstairs, but he was afraid to go. And we were trying to tease him not to be afraid. And we said to him, "Sir, you don't have to be afraid, because God is with you everywhere."
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So don't be afraid to go upstairs or downstairs or go by yourself. But he was really afraid. He's still afraid of a lot of this thing. But he could find a Christian boy out. And I could tell you some stories about all of that, but I must stick to what I'm saying. But that night, after we had tried to teach him about not being afraid, it was our custom to have our devotion at night. Eddie had read the devotion from the upper room, and we had had prayer time together, and we thought we were ready to turn the light out and go to sleep. And Chuck said, "I want to have my devotional." He didn't want devotional. "I want to have my devotional." And Eddie gave him the upper room, and he had it upside down, I think. But he turned, nevertheless, as if he could read from the pages of the devotional guide. And he said, "You don't have to be afraid. No. God is with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
All you have to do is just say, 'Come on, God.'" Well, that was a blessing to us. And we turned the light out and went to sleep. Now, the next day was Clarence's game. We had our Christmas dinner, and we were all downstairs, and Chuck avoided something upstairs. He wanted to go upstairs, but he was looking for a hand, somebody to hold on to upstairs. And we simply said to him, "Chuck, do you remember your devotional last time?"
"All right."
He nodded his head. He knew exactly what he was talking about. "You don't have to be afraid. Do you remember what you told us last night?" He nodded his head, and we listened. As he went up those stairs, and with every step he made, we heard him say, "Come on, God."
"All right."
"Come on, God." "Come on, God." Emmanuel.
That's right.
God
right.
With us now. All we have to do is say, "Come on, God. Come on, God." We have to claim His presence
upon us.
He is with us.
Yes, He is.
The greatest single event in the history of the human race.
Amen.
God became flesh.
Amen.
And dwelled among us. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Claim His presence in all that you do.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
very much followed spirituality and followed the message. In spite of the possibility of everybody being back here today, no service is complete unless any of the people here have been built. I never saw up again in Fort Payne, Alabama. Everybody there was a member of the church. I think Brother Henry was at that night in the fire, and here comes two men on the street in the name of the church. As Dr. Hayes is preaching, Emmanuel, God has given us, let us think about it as I come to the God tomorrow. I come to the Lord.
here for Congress. Father, this is the cry that you're trying to bring on, Dr. Hazel. Call it my son, Jesus. And I have another song I want them to sing to you today. You know what I'm talking about.
Never be afraid to attend a meeting on the Alabama Bishop. I have found out how to experience that.
nicest people, the most generous people, the most hospitable people that you ever want to have a relationship with. God bless you all for being with us at the present time. Dr. Hazel, if you want to say another word before we march to the rear.
No, sir.
Okay, let's go for it.